would not eat. His wife Jezebel came to him and said to him, "Why are you so angry that you will not eat?" He answered her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Sell me your vineyard, or if you prefer, I will give you a vineyard in exchange.' But he refused to let me have his vineyard." His wife Jezebel said to him, "A fine ruler over Israel you are indeed. Get up, eat and be cheerful. I will obtain the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite for you." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and having sealed them with his seal, sent them to the elders and to the nobles who lived in the same city of Naboth. This is what she wrote in the letters: "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth at the head of the people. Next, get two scoundrels to face him and accuse him of having cursed God and the king. And take him out and stone him to death. His fellow citizens, the elders and nobles who dwelt in his city, did as Jezebel had ordered them in writing, through the letters that she had sent to them. They proclaimed a fast and placed Naboth at the head of the people. Two scoundrels came in and confronted him with the accusation, 'Naboth has cursed God and king.' They led him out of the city and they stoned him to death. Then they sent the information to Jezebel that Naboth had been stoned to death. When Jezebel learned that Naboth had been stoned to death, she said to Ahab, 'Go on, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite that he refused to sell you, because Naboth is not alive but dead.' When hearing that Naboth was dead, Ahab started off on his way down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it." The word of the Lord. Lord, listen to my groaning. Lord, listen to my groaning. Hearken to my words, O Lord, attend to my sighing. Heed my call for help, my King and my God. Lord, listen to my groaning. At dawn, I bring my plea expectantly before you. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your sight. Lord, listen to my groaning. You hate all evildoers. You destroy all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful the Lord abhors. Lord, listen to my groaning. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to the one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear about Jezebel in the Old Testament. And when I was a kid in Pittsburgh, I went to St. Ambrose Catholic School. And so we were a small group, and I had a girlfriend then named Rose. And Rose, one day she wore nail polish. We were in seventh or eighth grade, I think we were in eighth grade, and she wore nail polish to class. And Sister Agatha sat there and says, "You look like a Jezebel." So we all had to find out who Jezebel was, because we had no idea. So she was one of the first scripture women I ever knew, Jezebel, because of my girlfriend and her nail polish. But that has absolutely nothing to do with the homily. Today, when we listen to the gospel is one of those gospels that I'm not comfortable with. You know, and this is what Jesus does a lot to us, right? Who of us, when we think about it, with all the stuff going on in the world, who of us would listen to this, right? Here Jesus says, "You've heard an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth," and everyone's comfortable with that. Yeah, okay, I get that. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. What do we call that? Justice. Everybody wants justice. But then what does Jesus say? "But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil." What? Think about that. And if someone should slap you on the right cheek, offer them the other as well. Who of us would do that? Again, I've said a million times, someone hits me on the right cheek, I'll give them the left, but then I'm going to knock them out. It doesn't say you can't do that. But the reality is, Jesus calls us much deeper than the world. The world sits here and says, give me justice and I will enact justice and I will get revenge. That is not of God. Jesus Christ came to tell us. And so the call is much deeper. And so in our natural state, we can't do this. So we got to ask God to come and take control of our heart and give me a heart like his. Because his heart is so different than our heart. Though it's our hearts that he took. He came to transform our hearts. So we got to sit there and say, Lord, my heart in itself always wants justice. I always want to offer resistance. Give to anyone who asks of you? Anyone? Jesus, I can't do it, but you can. So I give you permission, Jesus, to take such full control of my life that it's you who live inside of me. And I no longer live. This is the call of the gospel. Will you listen? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us